It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for February 2nd of 2026. The new release of the Epstein files, which it must be noted, Congress had to force the Trump regime's Department of Injustice to release, not only reveals how this secret cabal of billionaire and political boss oligarchs and the leaders within those parties worked with, palled around with, and joked with Jeffrey Epstein even after he agreed to register as a sex offender, but it also reveals how this country's two political parties and the leaders in that party worked within the system of greed, corruption, and crimes, especially crimes when it came to young girls who didn't have the power to fight back themselves. The release of 3 million more files reveals, not shockingly, that Donald J. Trump's name appears numerous times, and that helps explain why the regime's DOJ says it will not release any more documents, which, of course, again, goes against the law Congress passed last year. How shocking. The regime believes it's above the law, and I guess who can blame it? However, as CNN reports, the files unveiled a number of allegations made against Trump by some Epstein victims. Now, of course, the regime denies dear leader ever did anything wrong, and there have been no charges against him regarding his friendship with Epstein, which ended months before Epstein agreed to a plea deal in Florida, where he'd register as a sex offender back in 2008. Now, more on that in just a second. I have to say, though, that we have an adjudicated sexual abuser in the White House. We have him on tape, reveling in the fact that he can grab women by their privates and can get away with it. Now, if I were, say, a Democratic Party leader, I'd say perhaps we should be calling on further investigations into these Epstein allegations, since there's already a pattern of sexual crimes or sexual criminal history found in a court of law when it comes to Donald Trump. Now, getting back to that 2008 date. So anyone working with Epstein understood damn well that he registered as a sex offender, and yet so many powerful billionaire and political boss oligarchs continue to deal with him and continue to be his friend. These files revealed even more, like Elon Musk begging to get invited to Epstein's island in 2012 and 2013. Now, Elon says he didn't go to the island, but why was he in contact with a known sex offender? Meanwhile, Dear Leader's Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick is in the files, and they show he did actually visit the island. Even more, Lutnick tried to say that he cut ties with Epstein years ago, but that's not true, as he had drinks with Epstein in 2011, again, years after he was a registered sex offender. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who'd also go on to serve as that country's defense secretary, was in contact with Epstein years and years after he was, again, a registered sex offender. Which shows, as multiple reports have revealed, Epstein served as sort of a mediary, a middleman at times for American and Israeli politicians. And that's why when videos are released over the weekend showing the Democratic Party's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer proudly telling an Israeli political action committee that, quote, I have many jobs as leader, and one is to fight to aid Israel and all the aid that Israel needs. Well, then we start to gather more information on why there was so much covering up going on when it came to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, Schumer made that statement even though a strong majority of Democratic and independent voters oppose sending additional funding for that right-wing genocidal government. It doesn't matter, though. The Epstein files reveal for all of us to see how this billionaire and political cabal works underground with zero concerns for the working class and zero concerns of ever being held accountable. What's worse, though, is how these people from the untouchable class acted as if they really were untouchable, since they didn't care they were dealing with a registered sex offender who'd already been convicted of solicitation of prostitution with a minor under the age of 18. They didn't care. Now, if you're Michigan MAGA Republicans, I'd have to ask you, whose side are you on? You guys always claim to be all about the kids, but then you've got someone like your dear leader Trump, a convicted sex abuser who palled around with Epstein for years. I mean, why are you guys not on the microphones criticizing and distancing yourself from such a sick person who was friends with Epstein? How about MAGA Republican Senate candidate Florida Mike Rogers? Hey, Florida Mike, are you still going to hug yourself close to Trump? And if so, what does that say about you and the kind of person you really are? Would you let family members close to Donald Trump? Now, yes, we know that Bill Clinton was on Epstein's plane a few times, and we know Clinton and Obama's pro-corporate neoliberal and so-called economic guru, Larry Summers, kept talking with Epstein for years up until near his arrest. And with people like Chuck Schumer promising more funding for Israel's genocidal government, while we're learning about Epstein's ties with those inside the Israeli government, it's almost like the Democratic Party bosses have a certain agenda and are handpicking certain so-called centrists, better known as corporatist candidates, to please those within this billionaire and political party boss cabal that we're learning more and more about in these Epstein files. And then, wait, why is the music playing? I'm in the zone here. All right, fine. I'll have more to say on this week's episode of Michigan's Premier Progressive Podcast on Thursday. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.